Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm Danny Pellegrino, and I have a very special mini episode of the podcast today. It's not like a full-blown episode, but I do have a great interview with Cameron Westcott from The Real Housewives of Dallas that I cannot wait for you guys to hear. Cameron has been on the show before. She, of course, called in last season. She called into the podcast, and it was an appearance I'll never forget because she referred to Michael Bublé as Michael Bubble, and I... Never forgotten it. I'll take it with me to my grave, quite honest. It makes me so happy. Every time I think of Michael Bublé, I think of Cameron saying Michael Bubble, and it just brings me a sense of joy. And Michael Bubble season's almost upon us. Michael Bubble and Mariah Carey season is almost here. Of course, those two have replaced Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as the signs of the holiday season. I know it's Christmas time when I see a queen icon legend Mariah Carey sauntering around stage in a sexy Santa outfit. And Michael Bublé playing on a loudspeaker at a grocery store. And I am very excited about that. So Cameron came by this time and I got to meet her in person. She was so beautiful, so kind. And we talked about this season of The Real Housewives of Dallas. We talked about the new Carrie. We talked about that Instagram photo that she took with Ashley from Southern Charm. We got into that. And you guys, I loved the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Dallas. I thought it was great. We did lose one Carrie, but we gained a new Carrie. And we, even though we lost the old Carrie, we still did get that clip of Leanne behind the doctor room door talking about the old Carrie's husband getting his dick sucked at the roundup. And I will never get tired of that. I will never get tired of Leanne saying, he gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it with such an intensity. Such a beautiful moment in television history. And they could play it as much as they want. I'm happy to see it every goddamn episode. I'm so excited to see it. So I loved the premiere. I thought it was better than even the most recent premiere of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Dallas always delivers in my mind. I think it's great. The women are still so entertaining to me. Even DeAndra, I don't really care for. However, I love watching her and I love watching the dynamic with Mama D. I think it's Shakespearean. I think it's so, so good to watch. So I'm so excited about this season. I will be covering The Real Housewives of Dallas on the podcast, although I will say that the next couple of weeks of the podcast are going to be a little bit different than normal because I have the live shows coming up. So on Tuesday, I have the live show in LA coming up at the Troubadour. It's Tuesday night. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. Again, the doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 at the Troubadour. And then the following week, I'll be in New York at the Gramercy Theater. So the next couple of weeks are going to be a little bit different than usual. I don't quite know what the schedule is going to be. I'm hoping to under-promise and over-deliver. So hopefully I'll have an episode or two released in a couple of weeks. But I'd rather just tell you guys that there'll be no episodes so people aren't disappointed. But check the feed, subscribe, and hopefully we'll be able to post those live shows or some special bonuses. But in the meantime, I'm so excited to come out and see you guys at the live shows. I am nervous, excited, all of the things. And I hope that you enjoy this interview with Cameron Westcott from The Real Housewives of Dallas. I'm going to leave you with it. Before I do, I have to say, please find me on social media, at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. If you click become a patron, you could pledge $4 or more per month and you get access to the bonus episodes. I'm doing just one a month, but more importantly, the money helps to support the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Couldn't do the show without you guys. If you want one of the t-shirts, go to everythingiconic.threadless.com. Everythingiconic.threadless.com. All of these links are in the episode description. I'll leave you with this and I hope you all have a wonderful week. I can't wait to meet some of you at the LA show and then the following week in New York. We have so much to talk about. We're going to be talking about this Dallas premiere. We're going to be talking about some other housewife things we have going on. There might be a special guest. And hopefully I'll be able to give you guys an update on the bold-ass woodpecker that so many of you are asking me about. So I cannot wait. And hopefully eventually I'll get to every city in the U.S. and beyond. Let's go. Let's make it international. I'm trying, you guys. I'm trying. Doing my best. So let's get to this interview with Cameron Westcott. I pulled a Micah Bubble. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. I'm here with Cameron from The Real Housewives of Dallas. Cameron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to be here with you today because I know we've talked before and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to look at you.
I know. We finally get to meet in person.
I know.
And you look so stunning in pink.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I feel like such a sense of happiness that you're wearing pink.
Oh,
it just
thank
makes
you.
Me feel... I don't know. I feel good about it.
I know. Pink is contagious.
It's
I'm
contagious.
Telling you, it makes me so happy too. And so when other people obviously, you know, wear it too, I get super excited, you know, but obviously I love that I make you happy today.
Yeah. Are you a Legally Blonde fan? You must
oh
be.
My God. You can't. I love Legally Blonde.
That's the best,
I love
right?
it. Oh, yeah. It's like, it's one of my faves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the Legally Blonde housewife.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So how does it feel now that the season's starting to air again? How are you feeling going back into all of this?
Well, I'm alive. So, that's the good part. Okay. but yeah, I mean, I just cannot believe this is my third season. So beyond excited. And I'm kind of like looking back and I'm like, you know what? My first two seasons, I was just warming up. So
yeah, you
know,
feel good
I'm
about
here.
The upcoming season.
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel like I've just been very honest about my opinions in certain situations. And I feel like you're really going to see me open up more. And I'm definitely no one's pet. And I know in the past, people have always thought like, oh, you're like Leon's pet. No, no, no. Like, no, I'm not Leon's pet. Like, you kidding me? I've had a very clear voice, but this season you'll definitely hear my voice more.
It seems like anytime two housewives become really close with each other, there's always one person that is considered like the puppeteer or something, but it's just you're close with someone. That's
exactly.
how a relationship is.
Yes. And when you're close with someone, you understand their side of the story. So it naturally happens that sometimes it looks like you're protecting them more than you should, but it's just because you know more and you've heard it all, you
yeah.
know?
Have you been traveling a lot this summer? I follow you on Instagram and I feel
oh
like you've
God.
Been all over the place.
Yes. It's been so much fun. We've been mostly in Montecito most of the summer and it's been great. And the kids just love being out where I grew up as a child. And that's so much fun that they get to do all the same camps as mommy did when I was little. Oh. And that makes it really special.
I have to ask you about one of the Instagram posts you did with Ashley from Southern
yeah.
Charm. So that was like all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you, you were just meeting her for the first
time. I ran into her for the first time.
Yeah.
And I don't watch the show. Okay. So I am like loving that I got to meet her because I've heard about her and I heard that she was from Santa Barbara. I don't watch the show. So I didn't know much of the drama. And like, it was so funny because like, I thought she was so sweet in person. And then I posted a photo and it was like, World War IV.
Okay. It was getting like, picked up everywhere. Everyone
yes.
I looked at the comments and it was like, everyone was like, Cameron,
yes.
how dare you? And it was like, and
I
you
mean,
even said on there, I think like, I met her for the first time.
Yes. And I literally put down, I met her for the first time because I didn't know, you know, how she was on camera. Like I didn't know how she is in the past. Like I just met her and she was so lovely in person. So when I heard all this stuff, I was like, apparently I got to watch the show.
Yeah.
Like
you've
I'm
gotta catch
like
up.
Really confused.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. It's
I mean,
so
people
good.
Were telling me to run for my life. I was like, run for my life. She was nice in person.
She's so. Very she's very intense on the show, but I
yeah.
do feel that maybe she plays into the villain role. But
okay.
she's definitely an awful person on
yeah.
the show.
Oh my God. That's what everyone was
yeah.
telling me. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. But I have to be honest, like I just thought it was so funny how everyone was like, run, run. And it was like the world was ending because I'm in a photo with Ashley. You
yeah.
know, it
yeah.
was so funny.
Do you run into a lot of Bravo celebrities in the wild?
No, you know what? Being in Dallas, I don't. Yeah. We don't have many Bravo celebrities in Dallas. I wish we did. But I feel like when I come out to LA, I usually like see someone.
Right. You know? And you were at the baby shower, right? The Andy's baby shower. That was like an incredible experience. Oh, what was that like?
That's like one of the best days of my life. Yeah. Okay. Like I am like also Housewives super fan. Like that's how I ended up on the show because I'm a super fan.
Wait, and somehow I ended up on the show. So you watched the other franchises too?
Oh yeah. I watched all of them.
What's your favorite?
All of them. I don't watch Potomac as much, but I probably should because I hear it's awesome.
It's great.
Beverly Hills obviously is my favorite and I love OC.
So did you watch Dallas before joining that first season?
Yes.
And what'd you think of that?
Yeah.
It wasn't so good the first season.
It was a little, not typical Housewives in my mind, but, you know, it was different.
Right, different. Mm-hmm. Did you know any of the women going in?
I knew Carrie. Yes, yeah. I knew Carrie. And I love Carrie. She's awesome. But yeah, I didn't know the other women at all. I never heard of them.
So Carrie's a friend of this season, right? She's going to be around a little bit.
Yes.
She's around a little bit.
There's
a new Carrie.
Yes. And there's a new Carrie. So excited. Deandra actually brought her in. And I actually only live three blocks from her. Oh. And I had no clue she was my neighbor. I'd heard of her before, but I never actually hung out with her. We had mutual friends, but never actually hung out with her. And so I was actually super excited to get to know her.
And how was it getting to know her? How did she fit in?
She's the life of the party. Okay. There's never a dull moment. She speaks her mind. She does not hold back. And I feel like she is an amazing addition to our group of women.
Now, do you miss the other Carrie Duber?
Yes. Yeah. I wish she was coming around more, but you know, she has so many other projects. She's so busy right now. But you know, she hangs out with us still here and there. So I'm glad she didn't ditch all of us.
So she had posted something online about another series or something, but it's not a series yet, right? It's like a...
Yes. I'm pretty sure they're still working on everything.
Right. Right. So I want to back up a little bit. On the reunion last season, you mentioned Taylor Swift stayed at your Colorado home, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has there been anyone else that we would know that stayed there that you can share with us?
I'm trying to think.
And did Taylor leave it clean? How was she as a guest?
She was amazing. Yeah. She was amazing. And it's so funny because we really didn't know it was her until later. And I followed Taylor on social media and I was like, oh, that's our house. So I was like, now I know who was at the house. So
I saw the premiere and you stayed out of the fray. Excuse me. You stayed out of the fray in the premiere. What can you tell me about the drama going into this season? What can you spoil? There's got to be something. Who do you hate?
Who do you love? Who do I hate? Right. I don't hate anyone. Thank God. I am uncertain with certain friendships. I don't really know where we stand with certain friendships, but I definitely have made up with women and we're friends. And I'm pretty confident with my relationships with most of the women right now. There's a few that I'm like, I don't know.
Deandra?
Deandra.
Okay, so things are good with Deandra.
Yeah, Deandra and I are a good place right now. Okay. We are in a very good place.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you make about all this stuff in the premiere with Deandra and Mama D and the whole business thing? What do you think, just as a viewer of it all?
You know, I'm not sure, you know, what to think of the whole thing because I actually didn't get the whole scoop from Deandra on what all is going on with that. But, you know, I understand where Deandra's coming from. You know, there is a time where I think our, you know, parents eventually need to step down and we need to take over and start taking care of our parents.
Yeah.
You know, it's the young ones have to kind of take over.
Will we be seeing more of Mama D at group events or is she in the season at all?
I'm trying to think if I saw Mama D. I did see Mama D at Deandra's birthday, but I'm trying to think. I haven't seen too much of her. No.
Right.
But I'm sure she's very involved with Deandra's, like, you know, life with everything else, though.
And we see in the premiere Leanne and Deandra really making up. Do you think they'll ever be as close as they were? Or is that
I don't think the relationship is going to ever be the exact same. I mean, I'm not going to say that they don't move in a more positive place because they kind of do. But then again, it's like, you know, I don't really think their relationship can ever be totally back to normal. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Deandra seems sneaky to me.
Really? Yeah, she does?
Seems
why?
Very sneaky. I don't know. Why? I don't care for Deandra. I never have.
Oh my God, you're so funny. At least you're honest.
Yeah,
honest. I love honesty.
In the trailer, we see you and Brandy get into it.
Yeah.
And there's like a little napkin throw.
Oh my God, I'm mortified. Am I my actions. Like, why would I throw a napkin at someone? And that's so embarrassing. No, that's like, that's like so like bad. Like, I feel like I'm like the worst and naughtiest person on the planet. Like, that for me is like really bad.
Okay. But
like,
you, I feel like it should be like sent like to jail Atlanta, for throwing a napkin. They're throwing each other down. I mean, there's other things happening.
Yes. But like me, I'm a good girl usually. And so when I see myself doing that, I'm like, it could have been worse though. It could have been worse. Like, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
On some level though, do you think it's your third season now? You're not even probably conscious of the cameras.
Yeah. No, completely. I don't even notice they're there. And I never, no, I don't.
Yeah. Well, are you and Brandy good now? Or
yeah, Brandy and I are a good place. I mean, don't get me wrong. We go through a roller coaster together all season. Right. But like, you know, this is what I love about Brandy. When she has an issue, she talks to me. We work it out. And there's not like gossip behind the scenes. You know, it's like we talk it out. We work it out. That's what I love about Brandy. We have our differences. But in the end, I know her values, her opinions, and I admire that she is true to my face. Mm. That's what I love.
Is there someone that is not true to your face behind the scenes? Is there someone that does kind of manipulation?
There's people that are like that, and I usually call them fake.
Yeah,
and I usually call them out.
What about Stephanie? You guys have never really been on the same page that we've seen so far.
Yeah, well, I've always have loved Stephanie, you know, and I've always tried to get closer with her. But, you know, you'll see this season, I will, you know, try to get closer to her and you'll see kind of where that relationship goes.
Right, right. Now, you and Leanne have always gotten along. Do you still feel as close to Leanne?
You know, it's so funny. I feel like I'm always going to be close to Leanne, but I don't know where we stand on her end. I really don't know. But we will, you know, there's a lot to still talk about, you know, and the thing is I've been gone all summer. So I really haven't been able to, you know, hang out with the women again and really talk about things that we kind of left on.
So when you wrap up filming, is it nice to just get away, take these vacations and not spend any time with the women?
It's so nice. Yeah. It is so nice to just have a break and like, you know, get away from it. But then again, it's like, there's really never a break.
And when you start watching these back, do you take offense when you see these confessionals and things that these
women... Oh my God. When people have such a strong opinion in their confessional, but yet they don't say anything in person, that's when I have a problem with you. Mm. Because I'm fine with you saying your opinion. As long as you told me how you felt in that moment, I'm totally fine with you like saying something crazy. Right. But when you don't say anything in that moment and then later have such a strong of opinion, that's where I come in and I'm like, I'm a Housewives super fan. That should not happen. Mm-hmm. And that's when drama starts.
What did you make of on Beverly Hills? Skipping around a little bit. What did you make of all the puppy drama?
Oh my gosh. I was like so confused by all of it. It was such a telephone game. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, you know, she said, he said, no, no, no. And in reality, you know, it got spinned. And I'm like, in reality, like, okay, the dog is safe. Now the dog is safe. But it was like, how did we go from the dog to all the side drama? Like, I don't get it.
Right. It seemed to me like there must have been things behind the scenes that we weren't seeing, right?
There had
and
to
so
be.
I wonder when you watch these other franchises, are you able to see it from that perspective? Like, oh, I bet I know what this person
totally.
Did or that person.
Oh, I feel like, completely. Now I'm like, oh, I wonder, that didn't make it or she didn't talk about it with the group of ladies, you know, something. I now can pick up on things.
Oh, that must be a fun way to watch.
Oh
all
yeah,
of the franchises.
Totally.
Yeah. We see in the trailer, you guys go to Thailand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, I've been to Thailand a few other times with my husband, but going with women is a totally different type of experience. Especially women that are very dramatic. So, you know, it's an emotional roller coaster, especially when you're jet lagged and you're cross-eyed and someone wants to, you know, complain and create drama. It's like, oh my God, I got to step up my game here because I might say something or slip something because I'm cross-eyed. I'm tired, you know? So, I mean, you'll see. We're jet lagged in a lot of the situations, but it was amazing. It was so fun. I love Thailand. It's amazing. And I learned so much about the elephants being there and how we're not supposed to ride elephants.
Right.
I had no idea. And I learned so much.
I'm learning a lot more about elephants. I have a couple friends who are huge elephant advocates. And it's I'm learning a lot. That was something I didn't know until fairly recently, like don't ride any elephants when you're on vacation. That's a no-no.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. Any other trips this season that we have to look forward to?
Yes. We have like an early trip in the beginning. And that was really super, super fun. And we go to Mexico. Mm. So yeah, it was really fun.
When you go on these trips, do you ever have some downtime where you all just sit and read a book or like,
no, never.
No downtime.
No, yeah. No. Because if you're having downtime, someone will bust through your room and be like, I got to tell you something.
It's like, I just want to go to the pool and read a Danielle Steele novel.
There is no downtime.
So you and DeAndra, you guys didn't get along last season with the K-cup and the butt thing when she did that, which was one of my favorite storylines of all time.
Yeah. And it really, for me, it really wasn't just about the K-cup and the butt thing. For me, I felt, you know, there's a lot more strings attached to the situation. So it really wasn't just that. It was so many little things where I was just like freaked out. So, but you know, we moved past all that and we're in a good place.
That's what one of the things I love most about Housewife, though, is because it was such a ridiculous situation.
Yeah.
K-cup up the butt. But it's Bethany Frankel always used to say, it's not about what it's about, right?
Oh, so it was like, yeah, it was never about the K-cup.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But it comes out in a K-cup or on other franchises. Yes. There's like somebody on OC one time, there was somebody took somebody else's chair and it was like a big blow up and it wasn't about that.
Yeah.
But, and that's so relatable. To be honest,
it really was how she was thinking my mother-in-law was like attacking her in some way. And I'm like, girl, my mother-in-law has been nothing but your biggest supporter. If that's how it looked when it played out, like obviously you were in the situation, you know, my mother-in-law has always loved and adored you. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, and so that's when the drama started.
And that's such a relationship you would want to protect, right? Like a mother-in-law situation.
I mean, I just have a number one rule. Like you don't go after people's moms.
Right.
Like I've never go after Mama D. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like I have no reason to.
What's going on, Cameron, with Sparkle Dog? I love Sparkle
Dog.
Yes,
thank you. Sparkle Dog is doing great. We're currently sold out. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on my new recipe and I never thought I'd be sold out before my new recipe. And so we're in a little delay right now. All the dogs have no Sparkle Dog. It's like the end of the world. But I still have my chewy multivitamins right now and we're perfecting the recipe. We're trying to go all organic and I'm having some issues, but we're getting there. But side note, you'll see that I am focusing on another career right now and you'll see that I bring that into this season. I'm really trying to focus on bringing in female entrepreneurs for my husband to invest in. Okay. Cause that's what my husband does for a living. He invests in companies. And so I am now trying to be a part of that.
So explain that process. So you're bringing in women.
Yes. So I've been looking for female entrepreneurs and I found an amazing female entrepreneur that started Rent My Wardrobe. It's an Airbnb app actually where you can rent your neighbor's designer or regular clothing. And it's amazing. And I've never seen anything like it. And I freaked out. And I was like, you have to see this, Court. And so Court has now been open to me bringing companies because he was blown away. He's like, babe, you got an eye. And so now I have like the new little side career.
So you just saw that app and you were like,
oh my God, my husband has to be invested. And so now whenever I see an amazing female entrepreneur, I send it his way. I'm like, please look into this company. I think this girl's a shining star. I want to be involved.
Right.
And so now I'm like kind of like doing what he's doing.
That's amazing. It's always so important to support other women. And you know, as Ramona Singer always says, geez, support other women.
I love that.
There has to be some other drama. Anything that you
so
could tease
drama.
Leanne has to have some drama, right?
Oh, yeah. Leanne always has drama.
Right.
There's always drama.
Is there wedding drama? Does it go off without a hitch? Or is there a little bit of wedding drama?
I mean, I would definitely say there's wedding drama.
You were at the wedding,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I was at the wedding.
Not everyone was at the wedding, right?
No, not everyone was at the wedding.
Interesting.
I wouldn't say who wasn't, but not everyone was there.
I was on social media trying to figure out who was and wasn't there. But I saw that you were there.
I was there.
That's what I love so much about Bravo fans is like we're all kind of detectives and so we're all looking at this. But it's fun to watch it play out in real time.
Yeah.
Do you get worried about spoilers ahead of time?
No.
Because I feel like I would spoil everything.
Oh my God. So that's the thing. Like I kind of worry because I'm like, I love to spill the beans because I get so excited. Yeah. But I still haven't seen, you know, the episode.
So you guys
I'm
see gonna it be in with real you guys. Time. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'll get to see it with you guys.
I can't wait. Cameron, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Anything else you want to say about you or the season or any projects that you have that you want to plug?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And this was so amazing. I'm so excited to meet you in person.
I know, this was so fun.
You're just as adorable as your voice is, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to think what else. Well, everyone's going to love this season. It is crazy. And I definitely think, you know, it might have taken two seasons for me to warm up. And maybe this is...
See, you keep saying that, but I feel like you had a breakout season last season. I like really loved you last season.
Yeah.
I felt like you and Stephanie both had like a breakout season last season. And so now you're saying this season's even better and I can't wait. I will tell you this. I was very worried about Dallas. I didn't love the trailer for Dallas.
Yeah.
And I watched that premiere and I was like, this is so... freaking good.
Oh, I love it.
It was great. And it feels like it doesn't feel any worse or better. It feels just as good as last season.
Yeah.
Which I thought was phenomenal.
And I'm not a shot during the day kind of girl, just to let you know. Remember, I said in the premiere, I'm not the premiere, but the little teaser. I was like, I'm not a shot during the day kind of girl.
have you gotten, will we see you drunk at all on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I let it in Mexico. I'm like, whatever. I'm sorry. In Mexico, okay, the margaritas are so freaking good. I mean it.
Right.
Yeah. Carrie Brittingham knows how to make the best margarita
she's the new girl,
ever
right?
had. Yes.
She's the new girl.
Yes. And I only will drink tequila that she approves of.
What does she do?
She actually has a jewelry line.
She's a jewelry line.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Carrie, thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media?
Cameron Westcott.
Did I just say Carrie?
On Instagram.
Yeah, Cameron Westcott.
Cameron
on
Westcott on Instagram and Cameron Westcott on Facebook, obviously. And Cameron Westcott on Twitter.
Oh, thank you so much, Cameron. This was such a delight for
me. Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.